emails. If you notice an email doesn't look quite right, here are a few things to keep in mind to decide whether the email is legitimate or not. First, hover over the URL. Does this seem like a website that the sender would ask you to access? Next, check to see who is sending the email. Sometimes accounts get compromised. This means that the person who seems to be sending the email may not actually be sending it. Finally, is the sender creating a sense of urgency? Well, why? Trust your instincts and do your part to prevent phishing scams.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the Wony Weekly Update. Here are some upcoming events to look forward to. On Friday, January 31st, Alumni Association Music Industry Club and Oneonta's Photography Society is hosting an alumni panel discussion. Learn more about Danny DeRusso's music photography journey at 1:30 p.m. in Fitzell, room 321. On Saturday, February 1st, join the sustainability community from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. at the Farmers Market. Also happening Saturday, February 1st, there will be a silent film streaming in the Red Dragon Theater. The film is called The Crowd, and it starts at 8 p.m. On Sunday, February 2nd, there is a screening at Foothills, The Shark is Broken. Learn more about tickets online at Bigger Dreams Production. This has been your Wony Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. More information about these events and more can be found on Campus Connections. Have a great week and keep it locked.
And welcome back to Radio Gaga on WONY 90.9 FM, Red Dragon Radio. So, I had to play a song for rotation. So that was Look Up by Ringo Starr and Molly Tuttle. So, yeah. So there's that. Anyways, here is the second hour. So this is going to be primarily electric blues or traditional blues music. from a wide range of African-American music artists that I picked out. Some of them you may know because if you listen to like music from the Grateful Dead or the Allman Brothers or from any blues band, I guess, from the 60s or 70s, they have probably covered one of the songs that you'll be hearing in the second hour. So anyways, to start it off, I'll be playing Managed Boy by Muddy Waters. Muddy Waters is really known for being a pioneer of electric blues, and, you know, just to show my appreciation for him, I'm going to be starting off the second hour with Managed Boy. Enjoy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Everything gonna be all right this morning. Oh, yeah. Greatest man alive. But now I'm a man, way past 21. I want you to believe me, baby. I have lots of fun. I'm a man. Man. Sitting on the outside, just me and my mate. You know I made the moon, honey. Come up 2 hours late. Wasn't that a man? You man. The lion I shoot and will never miss. When I make love to a woman, she can't resist. I think I go down to old Kansas too. I'm gonna bring back my second cousin, that's little John the Conqueror. Make love to your woman in 5 minutes time. Ain't that a man? Yeah. I spell him H-I-N. That rubber band I'm grown. Full grown man. Man!
not your bone lovers, man. Man, I'm a rolling stone. I'm a man child. I'm a hoochie coochie man.
I was Born Under a Bad Sign by Albert King. And yeah, so that was from the album Born Under... Yeah, so album of the same name. And yeah, so next two songs that we are coming up are Smokestack Lightning and Dimples. So Smokestack Lightning is by Howlin' Wolf and Dimples is by John Lee Hooker. But what I was about to say, so... while the music was playing, I found out that one of my friends that, like, I've known since, like, elementary school or, like, grade school, my friend Sarah Bernacki, like, so, like, you know, she's, like, an actress, and recently on Wikipedia, like, I guess for this production called Raggedy Ann, the musical adventure, like, she goes to Ohio University, so I guess they have, like, the cast listed for, like, this musical. And she's actually featured on the Wikipedia page for it, which is crazy. Because she has, like, the role of Raggedy Ann, which is awesome. So, shout out to her. Congrats. I mean, that's just crazy just seeing, like, even yourself, like, on a Wikipedia page. Like, that is just crazy. Anyways, so the next song that we got coming up is Smokestack Lightning by Howlin' Wolf. And, yeah, enjoy. Thank you.
got my eyes on you. You got dimples in your jaw. 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 You, my baby, got my eyes on you.
That was Dimples by John Lee. And yeah, so yeah. If you didn't hear me before, I played Dimples and I played Smokestack Lightin'. I don't know if I mentioned this before, but Grateful Dead did cover Smokestack Lightin', and the Allman Brothers Band did cover Dimples. So that's why I know about those two songs. And that's why I paired them together. And yeah, I hope everyone's doing well. I'm going to do a little forecast update. So let's see Oneonta. So here in Oneonta, it's 21 degrees out with a high of 26 and a low of negative 2. And currently feels like 10 degrees outside. And yeah, so it's my little weather update. But yeah, I know. I guess when music was playing, I saw this meme of where, like, it was like, I don't know how to describe it, but like, it was like one person was like, oh, you like music too? And the other person was like, yeah, sure. So like the person that asked that question like had like all pop albums, like like pop albums that are like released like nowadays. And then the person that answered their question had all these classic rock albums. And I'm just saying, I feel like you shouldn't judge people based on their music taste. And, like, categorize, like a bunch of albums for like, one person. It's basically, like, stereotyping, almost. And I'm against that. I don't like when people do that. It's just kind of disrespectful, so. And I'm, like, and I mean, I unfollowed the account after, because I'm, like, why do people even make stuff like this? Like, you know, like, for a person like myself, like, I don't care what type of music I listen to. I just see it as music. And, again, I had a different belief. I guess my belief in music, I guess, was different, like, years ago. But, like, I've changed as a person and stuff. So, like, you know, my opinions are not the same as once were back then. But regardless of that, you know, I just feel like music should just be something shared. It shouldn't be something to classify your personality as. That's how I see it as. But if you see it as something different, that's fine. You know, I respect that. Anyways, the next song that we got coming up is "The Sky Is Crying" by Elmore James. Enjoy.
Tears roll down the street. What, what but love, but I did it. What
That was West End Blues by Louis Armstrong and his Hot Five. And then before that, we had Let's Go Get Stoned by Booker T and the MGs. And I know those aren't electric blues songs, but I decided to still keep them in. Because, I mean, the Booker T song, I think, is Rhythm and Blues. But I still wanted to include it because I like to have that song segued into West End Blues. And yeah, you know, again, this is just a mix of just early blues music, you know, that I picked out. So anyways, next song that we got coming up is Little Red Rooster by Willie Dixon. Enjoy. And this is also a song the Grateful Dead also did cover, I think, a few times. So yeah, enjoy. Please drive him home.
in the barnyard since my little red rooster's been gone.
gotta get some Minchones on me, baby. Take out some Minchones on me, baby. Cause if you ever, ever say goodbye here, I'm gonna hold right off and die. Get some Minchones on me, baby. Take out some Minchones on me, baby. Cause if you ever, ever say goodbye, I'm gonna hold right off and die. Don't get sick, an accident, cause I'm here as can be. Now if you got any sense, take a hand and get a spin life on me. You don't know me, baby, like I know myself. I could live if you should give all your love to someone else. You better get some insurance on me, baby. Take out some insurance on me, baby. Cause if you ever, ever say goodbye, I'm gonna hold right off and die.
All right, and that was Take Out Some Insurance by Jimmy Reed. And before that, we had Mean Old World by T-Bone Walker. And yeah, so I'm going to end off my show today. And I know it's pretty early, but that's all I have, honestly. Like, you know, and I thank you all so much for tuning in, but I'm saving the best for last. So I have How Blue Can You Get by B.B. King from the album Live in Cook County Jail. I remember the first time I heard this song, it was when I watched a video on YouTube of B.B. King performing this song during Farm Aid. I'm not sure what Farm Aid was, but I mean, obviously it's like a charity for farmers, basically. Yeah, that's what it is, basically. But I remember seeing that performance, and like, it sounded so, like, there was something about it, like, you know, like, it just sounded so legendary almost, you know, like B.B. King even like restrung his guitar or something, like on stage when it, like, one of his strings broke off. Like, that's crazy. And that performance in general is just universally, like, it's insane. Like, the whole band sounds so lively. And even in this specific performance of How Blue, like the band just sounds together, and like, you know, like, again, I have to save B.B. King the best for last, because, you know, he's a prominent figure within electric blues and within the blues genre for, I guess, like, the 20th century and 21st. So yeah, so I'm ending it off there. So next week's theme is going to be psychedelic rock. So the first hour is going to be about psych rock, and then the second hour is going to be like modern psych rock, so like music released, like, or psychedelic rock released, like, from the 90s and onward. So yeah, so stay tuned for that for next Sunday. Have a great week, keep it locked, and yeah, here is How Blue Can You Get by B.B. King. And yeah, see you all around for episode 3. So yeah, anyways, here's How Blue Can You Get. Enjoy.
I say I've been downhearted, baby, ever since the day we met. You know, awful love is nothing but the blues. Baby, how blue can you get? You're evil when I'm with you, baby, and you are jealous when we're apart. $10 dinner, and you said thanks for the snack. I let you live in my penthouse. You said it was just a shack. I gave you 7 children, and now you wanna give them back.
That's the next step, right? baby. You've never been in love, huh? Let's be exclusive, baby. I know. Cupid got you now. Your heart's beating, ain't nowhere to run. But to my arms. It's okay. I had them open anyway. How about you come make my day?
To see you. chasing your wild heart. Wildflower in the meadow. I'm pulling the petals off. Do you love me? Do you love me? Or love me not?
I wanted to see you, but I couldn't even.
Interview, I decided to make my topic about senior year in college as well as how it's been affected due to the pandemic.
So now that I am a senior in college, I would tell my freshman self to eat healthy.